Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Tipdino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Ellis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Billings. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Broberg. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Broberg. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald misplays the ball. That's an error on Theobald. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball towards right. May catches it and throws to first to double up Unser. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Billings. The throw from Ratliff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harper fumbles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Billings goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive towards short. Heiser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into right field. Biedner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Biedner. Heiser moves to third. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner. Harper reaches second base with a double. Heiser scores. It's Brewers, 1, Senators, 1. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Broberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipdino strikes out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. Ratliff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tipdino fields the ball and throws to Patton covering. Safe. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Heisa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Broberg hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle misplays the ball. That's an error on Randle. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipdino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-2 in the game. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Marty Patton. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Brewers 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Broberg bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullen scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randall fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Cullen covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Brewers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Harper. Howard reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Frank Howard. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Elliot Maddox pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maddox moves to second. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellis. McCraw scores. Maddox moves to third. It's 5-1, Senators. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Billings moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cullen strikes out. There goes Billings. The throw from Ratliff and Billings is out. There goes Nelson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Pete Broberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Broberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Elliot Maddox now playing center field. Del Unser now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipdino hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-3 in the game. Ratliff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.